You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Very excited. Very excited. A couple hours left to go of the program. And, yeah, we're just going to get through it as best we can. And then we'll have all the coverage and information for you tomorrow. Hopefully talking about a Padres victory over Matthew Boyd and the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field today. I'm Woodsy. Adam Klug filling in for Paul today. Paulie is moving. His movers should be arriving right now. Hopefully they're on time and ready to roll. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well.
You just surprised me a little bit.
I just surprised myself a little bit, to be honest. Got a text from a buddy. We have Sammy on hold?
Yeah, we have Sammy. But tell the story quickly.
Well, quickly. Yeah. I got a text from a friend of mine, Billy, who's a huge Phillies fan, but he's got three boys. His boys are incredible. I've coached one of them, Jay, for a couple years. Plays baseball with Bo, football with Bo. Billy writes me this morning, I didn't see my first playoff game until I was 11 in 1993, and then not again until 2007. More teams now, but still, I'm springing my boys from school for the game. And I go, I'm going to do the same. You inspired me. And he said, that was my goal. So I called my wife just now at the break and said, what do you think? Should I spring the boys for this playoff game? She goes, yes. Did not even hesitate. You guys heard it was on speaker. She goes, yeah, do it. Spring them. And I go, all right, done. So I'm going to go get them. Hopefully I won't regret it. Hopefully they understand it's playoff baseball. Dad's going to be locked in. Hopefully they get locked in a little bit. But yeah, why not, man? Special day.
I don't remember. I did not get sprung from school when the Padres played the Cubs in 1984. They were definitely during school. They were day games. Cubs didn't even have lights, so they had to be during the day. I don't know if they were on TV, though, back then. They might have just been radio-only games at that point. So, hey, you know what? I think they will remember that. It'll be a nice memory for your boys.
Let's be honest. They're just excited to get out of school. True. I mean, come on. If they watch 15 minutes of the game, I'm going to be surprised. But I'm going to do it anyway.
All right, let's go out to Wrigley Field, that same Wrigley Field where the Padres took on the Cubs in 1984, where we are joined right now by postseason Sammy. Sam Levitt joins us live from Chicago, presented by David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys facing criminal charges. Trust David P. Shapiro and his team, helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. David, sorry, I butchered your name twice.
A few times, yeah,
no
big deal.
David pretty well.
David.
I'll get that right tomorrow when Sammy joins us again.
He's very nervous.
Sammy, good morning.
First time on the radio?
First timer. Well, we got a first timer over here.
A little nervous. How's Wrigley?
Well, greetings from the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. I think something that stood out to all of us, I mean, if you were expecting this series to be, early fall weather, late September, October weather for this series, you're not getting it. It could not be more beautiful the last couple of days here at Wrigley. It feels like summer, quite frankly. I'm in a polo and didn't even bring a jacket. That's how nice it is on the north side of Chicago this morning. So it's going to be really nice weather. I will tell you, I was down on the field yesterday during the workout, and even during that on the field, you can feel the winds whipping around at different times. So you can only imagine what it does to fly balls, but everything is good here at Wrigley, and we are getting ready to go for game one.
Oh, so excited, Sammy. I tweeted it also. I said every fan base should know what this feels like, right? Like, you think about the teams that didn't make it in. You know, and you're like, God, this is such a phenomenal feeling. And you know, other fan bases should absolutely know what this feels like. And Padres fans, you know, I don't ever want to take it for granted. I think it's just a really special thing. Nothing like playoff baseball, Sammy. And playoff baseball at Wrigley Field, it's my second favorite city in the entire country. It's going to be amazing. You know, win or lose, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy that you get to be there back in your old stomping grounds. And what's the scene like out there right now?
Well, the Cubs are doing some early work right now, and some guys are out there. I don't see any Padres out there yet, but some guys are doing some early work from the Cubs. I'm sure they'll take batting practice, and then the Padres will take batting practice. We are scheduled to hear from Fernando Tatis Jr., Mike Schilt, Dylan Cease later on today in the press conference room. It'll be interesting to hear those guys talk. You know, Dylan Cease, obviously, maybe a little bit of a surprise to some of us that he is the Game 2 starter after all. The chatting we've done about it over the last couple of weeks. I will tell you, yesterday at the workout, the Padres went through a really extensive workout, and they had the opportunity to work out a little bit earlier in the day, right around when today's game was going to be, right around 2 p.m., and I do think there was a purpose to that. Now, I don't know the exact details of it all as far as, you know, was there an option to work out after the Cubs did, because the Padres worked out earlier, which from my experience in the postseason is a little bit different than usual. Normally the home team will work out first and then the visiting team will come after. This was different yesterday, where the Padres worked out first, and I don't know if that was something they went out of their way to decide per se, but they definitely felt like it was good experience to get out there in the middle of the day with a bright blue sky, deal with sun balls, deal with the wind, and they went through a very full workout. So they should be as prepared as they can be for the elements here at Wrigley.
Sammy, Chicago also a really good food city. What did you enjoy last night? Deep dish, hot dog, a steak, anything special?
A handful of us went to Lou Malnati's last night. So we had some deep dish pizza, which was good. I had a sausage slice and a pepperoni slice. That was good.
You got two down?
I got two slices.
Of Lou Malnati's?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. I was hungry. I didn't have time to eat much yesterday, honestly. I had some grapes in the morning. I didn't have much until then.
Just grapes.
So I did get down two slices. That was good. That's about it so far. I got a quick coffee the last couple of mornings, but that's about it. We'll see where look, that is the nice thing about the day games, from just I think everybody who's working perspective, is you do get the free nights in Chicago. I know it's not everybody's favorite from a fan standpoint, and having it in the middle of the day on a Tuesday and Wednesday isn't the best for a fan. I totally get that. But from my perspective here in Chicago, it is not the worst thing in the world, I'll admit.
Do we have a roster yet?
No. I don't think so. Mike Schilt said yesterday that they were due by 10 a.m. I don't know if he was talking about Central Time. Admittedly, I don't know the exact time off the top of my head that they have to be in by, but I would imagine it's going to be pretty soon. On that front, I'll tell you what I can provide about some of the things that went on here yesterday. Elias Diaz did get a workout in. Good. On the field. He was in catcher's gear. It was quick, and then he went inside the clubhouse. I personally did not see Elias hit on the field yesterday. That doesn't mean he didn't, but I didn't see it. Luis Campusano is here and took batting practice yesterday. I have not seen Martin Maldonado.
Did he get a hit
here yesterday?
Did he get a hit in BP yesterday?
Yes, he did.
He did? Okay, okay. All
right. He took a fine BP round from what I saw.
Good,
so
good.
I can tell you Elias was on the field yesterday, and I'll tell you Campy is here. I have not seen Martin Maldonado. Obviously, it's been reported that he's going to be at least around. I don't know what the Padres plan to do. It does sound like there's a possibility, to your point on the roster, that they could carry three catchers. I mean, that was, you know, talked about a little bit yesterday, so we'll see how it shakes out. But obviously that's the major question right now, especially today with Nick Bivetta. He's basically only thrown to Diaz all year, so that is something to consider and something that's got to get figured out in the next couple of hours.
Sam, obviously a lot's been made of the Padres injuries, Ramon Laureano, Jason Adam, Michael King back and in shape, but the Cubs aren't exactly completely healthy going into this series as well. What do we know? We know Cade Horton's out for this series, possibly their best starting pitcher. What do we know about Kyle Tucker and how he's doing in his return. That seems like a big factor in this series.
For sure.
That we don't really know exactly where he stands.
Yeah, look, I think the Kyle Tucker part of this series is really, really fascinating. He was down with a calf injury for a while. He did come back over the last weekend of the regular season. What is his health going to look like? Is he going to DH? Is he going to play the outfield? And obviously, somebody who's won a World Series and obviously knows what the postseason is about. The other thing with Tucker, keep in mind, he stole 25 bases this year. So if he's not fully healthy and can run, that's a big-time base stealer that maybe you take out of the equation. So he did play over the course of the weekend. Sounds like he's going to be in their lineup. I don't know if that's going to be DH or in the outfield, but it is something to monitor because that was a pretty significant calf injury, and he only came back at the very end of the regular season. And to that point, and I'm going to get to this during my keys to the game coming up a little bit later during the pregame, managing the running game, just as we're on that with Tucker, I think is a big part of this series and this game today. The Cubs like to run. They stole the third most bases in the majors this season. PCA runs a lot. Nico Horner runs a lot. Swanson, Shaw, they will all run. And Tucker is in that category as well. So while we're on Kyle Tucker, that's something to keep in mind.
You know, I had that thought when Yu Darvish was named the Game 3 starter because he is not someone who is good at controlling the running game. But I will note that in the last game, they did. Freddie Fermin threw out a runner with Yu Darvish, like he was maybe concentrating on a little bit more with an eye at potentially the Chicago Cubs going forward, that he was going to have to be a little bit better at it. But it's not something the Padres have done particularly well, especially you.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's a little bit of a concern with him and with everybody, right? I just don't think you want a situation where these guys are running wild, because that's a game changer if they're getting on base and running all over the place. So we'll see. I'm with you. I think it's a little bit of a concern with you. But I put that on everybody. These pitchers have to be very cognizant in this series that this is a team that will run.
Yeah, I mean, we run too. You know, we kind of pick our spots.
Sure.
It will be interesting to see. Guys like Jackson Merrill have the ability to steal bags. Just really didn't.
Yeah, how many did he steal?
Like four
this year?
Like or something. Three or something. Yeah, I mean, he stopped running kind of after the concussion and all that. But again, man, it's playoffs, Sammy. Like, they're not. You can't leave anything to chance. You can't leave anything, you know, on the bench. You have to kind of use everything. It will be really fascinating to see what the lineup looks like, what the how the bullpen is deployed today by Mike Schill.
Yeah, A couple of thoughts on the pitching side, or at least one thought on the pitching side, and that is, man, there falls a lot of, I don't want to say pressure, but a lot of responsibility today on the shoulders of Nick Pivetta.
Yeah.
I really believe that. This guy has been their ace all year. He's been terrific all year. Now, his only start at Wrigley was one of his roughest starts of the year. He has not had many days like that at all since then, and that was early April. He is a guy that, you know, will give up some home runs and some fly balls, which, you know, the wind's blowing the right way. That concerns you a little bit. But regardless of all that, I think when you look at this series and some of the uncertainty about Cease tomorrow and about Darvish, you know, he's been up and down since he came back from the injury. It does feel to me like a lot falls on Nick Pivetta here in game one. Like you could just use a big time start, grab a lead, big time start from Nick, hand it to your bullpen. To me, that is the recipe in game one for the Padres, because if you don't win game one, then I do think you go into games two and three of this series with, you know, kind of, you know, pretty nervous there about what Cease and Darvish can be with their backs up against the wall. So I think a lot falls on Nick Pivetta today, and he has given you no reason to believe that he will not deliver today, but it is a big-time start for Nick, no doubt about it.
You'll stay tuned to 97.3 The Fan. Sam Levitt's going to have many live appearances throughout the week as long as the Padres are still alive in Chicago.
Hey, Adam. Yeah. Adam told me to show you guys the ballpark, so
Turn it around, spin it around. Here we go.
There you go. That's a nice view for the YouTube audience.
YouTube stream.
Yeah, I'm kind of high up here towards the back, but you got a pretty good view there. So.
Yeah, but it's a pretty small ballpark, so you can't get. It's not like Washington. Where you get 11 stories high.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I obviously lived in Chicago and I have a lot of history in Chicago, but I was never here in the summers, so I've only been here a couple of times, and it's been a while. You forget just how small this place is.
Yeah.
It is. The plot of land that Wrigley Field sits on, it's incredible that they fit
it's
a
like
ballpark in here.
Yeah.
It's like Gallagher Square. Exactly.
It really is. You forget how kind of like incredible just the infrastructure of this is in the middle of Chicago. So
it's the best, man.
Home would have been great, obviously, but if the Padres had to go on the road, I do feel like this is kind of next best thing. At least you get to experience something cool here.
All right, Sammy, really appreciate it. Appreciate David P. Shapiro for making all your visits possible, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, guys, see ya.
Sam Levitt, postseason Sammy, with our live coverage from Wrigley Field in Chicago. I remember that start from Nick Pivetta, by the way. It was his second start in a Padres uniform. He walked a bunch of guys. He was in trouble, and they only let him go like three innings. But he talked about it yesterday and said, I probably wasn't as aggressive as I should have been in terms of throwing strikes. And I understand why. He wasn't really Nick Pivetta yet. You know, he was coming over a guy who had a career, you know, 4.5 to 5 ERA in Boston. He became a different pitcher this year. He trusted his stuff. Like, I can go after hitters. I've got enough stuff, whether it's, you know, something Ruben said or just the work that he's put in. He didn't know that at the time, though. He was still kind of, better nibble at the edges and was walking a couple of guys. And then when he faced the Cubs a couple of weeks later, he was much more Nick Pivetta. Went, I think, 6 innings, 1 run, was attacking. And that's really what we saw from Nick Pivetta all season long.
Velo against the Chicago Cubs plays, which is probably why you're seeing Dylan Cease throw tomorrow. Velo plays against this Cubs team. And if you can, I was just reading a thing that Kyle Bodie did. Kyle Bodie, founder of Driveline, works for the Boston Red Sox. You know that they have now found, Ben, guys with plus velo, you know where their best place to throw the ball is? Down the middle. Just throw it down the middle. Throw the ball down the middle of the plate. If you have elite velocity like Nick Pivetta does, like Dylan Cease, you are better served, better results throwing the ball down the middle. Who would have ever thought baseball would have gotten to that point? Sure, little league, high school, you know, college even. Now, throw the ball down the middle in the big leagues. Throw it down the middle.
Best pitch in baseball, Mudd says it all the time.
Strike one.
Strike one. Get ahead. Don't fall behind. Don't get into hitters' counts.
Yep.
And then they can pick and choose what they want to swing at. That's a huge advantage. Now, if you get ambushed once or twice, give up a solo home run, not the end of the world. Not the end of the world.
Yep.
We'll see. I do think Mason Miller, I picked him last roundtable as my kind of key to the series, and part of that is that velo. He was named the National League Reliever of the Month this morning for what he's done, just insane. Do you think if you're Mike Schilt, do you plan on using Mason Miller like one inning all 3 days or like multiple innings maybe today and on Thursday?
Every day.
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you've got to be ready to use him every day.
Yes,
if you can.
Unquestionably. He's ready as well.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back.
Roster's out.
Roster is out. We'll also play a little Take on Woods if you want to be our contestant.
Let's bang Take on Woods. Push it.
I want to bang Take on
Woods.
Yeah,
we got
all
roster.
All right, we'll get the roster out. We'll give you the Padres roster when we come back and let you know what is coming up and who made it, who didn't make it. Next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Padres released the roster and then have since deleted the tweet.
I did just get an email, though, from the Padres PR staff with the roster again.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the same one that you saw that got deleted, but we're going to push take on Woods. Might get to it in our final hour. We've also got some live news conferences from Wrigley Field with Mike Shildt and Dylan Cease and Fernando Tatis Jr. coming up in the next hour, so stay tuned for that. But here's what you've got for your roster. Right-handed pitchers, 10. Left-handed pitchers, too. So they're going with 12 pitchers and 14 position players on the postseason roster for the wild card series.
Yep.
The righties, Dylan Cease, Yu Darvish, Jeremiah Estrada, Michael King, Mason Miller, David Morgan, Nick Pivetta, Bradley Rodriguez, Robert Suarez, and Randy Vasquez. So both starters who aren't in the rotation, Michael King and Randy Vasquez on the roster. No Yuki Matsui. So only two lefties, Adrian Morejon and Wandy Peralta in the Padres bullpen. No Kyle Hart. We knew that when he got sent down over the weekend. Catchers, very interesting. Three of them, Freddie Fermin, Martin Maldonado, and Luis Camposano. No Elias Diaz. So apparently he was not responding well enough after tweaking the oblique muscle over the weekend. He will be left off the wild card roster, which means Freddie Fermin will catch Nick Pivetta for the first time this season today in game one of the wild card series. Big crash course probably going on between those two in the last couple of days, trying to get on the same page. And very interesting, Martin Maldonado, who has not been with the team since he was DFA'd back in July, was then signed to a minor league deal, but did not do any catching in the minor leagues. He was working out, but has not caught a game since July. Makes the playoff roster, and Luis Camposano, who didn't catch a major league game all year long, also makes the major league roster, despite also going 0-21 in the regular season. So, surprises right there, Padres catching-wise. Infield, Luis Arraez, Xander Bogaerts, Jake Cronenworth, Manny Machado, Jose Iglesias, and then both Mason McCoy and Ryan O'Hearn. And then outfield, Bryce Johnson, Jackson Merrill, Gavin Sheets, and Fernando Tatis Jr.
Okay, here we go. Now, again, I
so no Will Wagner.
No, Will Wagner's on there.
He is not on this
one.
That's why they deleted it. He is no longer on there.
He's like, oh, so close.
Not sure who they added or if they just didn't had too many names on there, but no Will Wagner, according to this.
It's, you know, I'm seeing people in the chat going, why are we carrying three catchers? What a waste. For who? Who would you want? Who are we leaving down that should have been up, other than maybe a left-handed pitcher? And who? Kyle Hart?
So my thinking is Freddie Fermin is going to be asked to catch all 27 innings.
Correct. And I don't think they're looking at Luis Camposano as a catcher. I think they're looking at him as a right-handed pinch hitter. That's what he is. Now, again, would have been nice to see some ABs down in the last couple of weeks of the season.
I don't think they want Martin Maldonado taking any at-bats.
Correct.
So if Freddie Fermin went out of the game for some reason, Martin Maldonado could catch until he came up, and then you might see Luis Camposano hit for him and then go in for like an inning tops or whatever at the end of a game if they had to do it that way.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to want Camposano behind the plate, but he's there in an emergency if they need him. Martin's your backup defensive catcher.
Other than that, it's going to be Jake Cronenworth as your backup catcher. So I think, you know, look, I think that's based on the depth that we don't have. There's nobody that's on this. There's nobody left off the roster that I'm lamenting. Not even a little. I'm not lamenting Kyle Hart or Yuki Matsui being off the roster. I'm just not. I know that they're left-handed. I was looking at what the Cubs do to left-handed pitchers. Well, go figure. They're righties, mash left-handers. Their left-handers don't really. But like, there's lanes for Morejon in with PCA, Mike or Kyle Tucker. They're a right-handed heavy team. You know, they really are. So we're set up, I think, fairly nicely. Is Ian Happ a switch hitter? Or is he just right-handed?
I think he's...
Yeah, they're pretty righty-heavy. We're pretty lefty-heavy. So it's going to be...
No, he's a switch hitter. So you can go either way.
So, again, like, I don't know how many... I don't miss anybody. Who am I missing?
You're not missing anybody.
Right. Yeah, I'm not missing anyone.
I mean, you don't use your whole roster in the series
anyway.
It's a short series. If it was a 7-game series, then you're kind of thinking, all right, can Freddie Freeman catch every game of a 7-game series?
Yeah.
But in this series... Now, if Elias Diaz can't come back at all,
then you've got
some issues. Hopefully Elias Diaz a few more days will be fine to come back for a division series, and then you have a different calculus. But you got to get there first, and this makes some sense to me how they are setting it up. I do think it'll be fascinating to see if Luis Camposano gets an at bat at all. The Cubs do have a lot of left-handed relievers.
Yep,
he's good. He's a very good hitter against left-handers. I mean, he has been on the big league level. Not this year, but in the past, even on the big league level. He hit like over 300 against lefties on the big league level before. He's a valid option for you to come off for a big pinch hit against a left-handed reliever.
My only beef with it at all was if this was even going to be a possibility, right? Why not have him up getting ABs at the big league level instead of throwing him into a playoff game potentially?
Because didn't Elias Diaz get hurt so late in the season? And he wouldn't have made the team if Diaz were healthy.
He did, but again, they're not looking at him as a catcher. They're looking at him as a right-handed pinch hitter against a left-handed
You're
pitcher.
Saying if Diaz were healthy, then Maldonado wouldn't have been on the roster.
Yeah, I think so,
Campy
right.
Been on
I think
way,
Campy was maybe a possibility either way, right? Because if Diaz is healthy, I still think Camposano's on this roster. So why not have him up a little bit, you know,
It's an interesting thought. I mean, they had a couple of games at the end where
100%.
They could have brought him up and gotten him a few at-bats.
100%. That's my only beef. That's my only beef. But again... You know, I think, it can't be being on the roster, product of Laureano's injury. Yeah, but Laureano got hurt 10 days ago, whatever. Like, there was times he could have gotten some work. He didn't. So we move forward. But, yeah, there's nobody that we've left off that you know, is not injured that I'm really going to miss at all. I'm actually thrilled I don't have to watch Yuki Matsui pitch. No offense to Yuki Matsui. I'm beyond thrilled. Even if that means we have to go to Michael King to get a tough lefty out instead of Yuki Matsui, I'm okay with it.
I do think that the Padres fan base is okay with that, and probably the coaching staff as well.
Yeah.
Michael King is, you're going to trust him more, even for a short outing, probably, than Yuki Matsui.
Yep.
All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we've got some press conferences we can get to. Mike Shildt will be the first to speak as soon as he's up at the podium. We will go live.
As soon as he's up.
At the podium.
He's awake.
He's definitely awake.
You think he's awake right now?
No, I think he's up right now.
Oh, okay.
We will go live back to Wrigley Field, hear from the skipper of the San Diego Padres. That is coming up here next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tomorrow at Park 101 in Carlsbad, join Ben and Woods, Braden Soprenich Show, Gwen and Chris Show, to watch Game 2 tomorrow from Wrigley. Park 101 is a bi-level sports bar with a rooftop deck, huge screens, got North County's best barbecue, craft cocktails, and we'll be giving away not only autographed baseballs, but our fearless leader Michael has also contributed this beautiful piece that I am modeling on YouTube, a Xander Bogaerts signed Padres jersey that we will also bring along tomorrow to give away at Park 101. It is all presented by Estrella Jalisco Light Mexican Lager. Join us tomorrow, Park 101, located at 3040 Carlsbad Boulevard in the Carlsbad Village.
I hope I can get some of that delicious barbecue down, because I just had a protein shake. I could barely get it down, and now I'm even having trouble keeping it
down. The nerves
are
real.
The nerves are so real. What do you got in your lunchbox over there? I saw you brought a big, like, Adam clearly has no problem eating on game day. Let's do traffic,
and you start rifling through it, and then we're going to go to traffic, and when we come back, as we wait for Mike Schilt to speak pregame, we can go through Adam's lunch here next on 97.3 The Fan. All right, looks like a fairly full lunchbox over there for Adam.
It really,
I haven't brought a lunchbox anywhere in years.
I haven't either, and I like this one. It's a nice setup. My kids carry one that's similar to school every day. Is the lineup out? No, somebody deleted. Oh, wait. Lineup is out. Let's go. Let's bang the lunch. Let's go to the
lunch
lineup.
Is banged. Lunch we now have a banged lineup. We'll hear from Mike Schilt momentarily to talk about this lineup, but it is set.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Looks like a fairly normal lineup.
Yep.
Fernando Tatis Jr. will lead off and play right field. Luis Arraez will bat second and play first base.
Okay.
Manny Machado hitting third at third base. Jackson Merrill will bat cleanup and play center field. Xander Bogaerts at shortstop batting fifth. Ryan O'Hearn will be the designated hitter batting sixth. Gavin Sheets will play left field, bat seventh. Jake Cronenworth playing second base, batting eighth. Freddie Fermin doing the catching, batting ninth for Nick Pivetta. So, what stands out?
Oh, obviously the lefty lane there with O'Hearn, Sheets, and Cronenworth. That's something that immediately jumped off the page. Not saying we can't handle it, but that is something if you're Craig Counsell, you're like, okay, check. Like, that's the lane.
They've got three lefties in their bullpen.
Yep.
Thielbar, Rogers, and Pomerantz. So that's...
How
all,
fitting.
All three times. If they come up in the fifth, the seventh, and the ninth,
yep,
they can deploy their lefties against those lanes if they want. It's a clear potential weakness for the Padres in this series.
Yeah, and you know, everyone is on the Ryan O'Hearn should be playing first base instead of Luis Arraez train too. Yeah, I agree. There's nothing you can, you know, really say other than we should be used to this and not be surprised by it even a little bit. But that lane does present some interesting issues. It really does. Have not seen the Cubs lineup yet. But yeah, it's to go lefty is certainly an interesting choice. I really hope it works.
So Mike Schultz is going with consistency. No one should be unfamiliar with their roles in this game.
You got your best players in there, right? Best players.
I think Sheets had been batting ahead of O'Hearn lately, but he's been cold. They dropped him down a little bit to seventh as opposed to sixth. But you still have them all in the same lane there.
Yeah, they're all in the same lane. They've been flip flopped a little bit. But yeah, hey, listen, it is what it is. It's playoff baseball. Get a job done. When you know, score more runs than they do, and you're fine.
I don't mind Luis Arraez at number two now. I complained about it along with some of the other hosts on this station earlier in the season. Guy's on a 15-game hitting streak. He's had many multi-hit games lately. I want him batting fairly early in the order right now.
Sure.
You know, you're going to be relying on him. Your best chance to go forward is for Luis Arraez to continue to hit the way that he has hit. He's hit like a batting champion. My complaint earlier in the season was he wasn't hitting like a batting champion.
He wasn't walking and
he wasn't getting
hitting
on base. Yeah. So I was thinking bottom of the order. But he's been hitting a lot lately. This would not be the time to move him down now. So I'm okay with that. Definitely concerned. As for the defensive, you know, choice, I know what the metrics say, at least the ones that we see. Padres metrics have, you know, Mike Schultz has said many times, our metrics basically say otherwise. They say Luis Arraez is the better defensive first baseman. Internal metrics that we don't get to see. Mike Schultz has said Luis Arraez is not only the Padres' best first baseman, he's the best first baseman in the National League, according to the Padres' internal metrics. Okay. So, I mean, would you play the best first baseman in the National League if you had him? I think you would. I don't know how they come up with their metrics.
My metrics tell me I look a lot like Matthew McConaughey. The regular
Your internal metrics?
My internal metrics. The other people's metrics say I look a lot like Kevin James. So again, what matters to me is my internal metrics. Okay? Cubs lineup's out as well. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, let's hear it.
Michael Busch will lead off.
He's been hot lately.
He has been ridiculous. Michael Busch will lead off and play first base. Nico Horner will play second base and bat second. Ian Happ in left field, batting third. Kyle Tucker, the DH. Seiya Suzuki in right. Carson Kelly behind the dish. Pete Crow Armstrong in the seven. Playing center field, Dansby Swanson at shortstop. And Matt Shaw playing third base, batting ninth. Good lineup. Very, very, very good
scary
lineup.
To have PCA all the way down at seven.
Oh,
it does
yeah.
show you how much he struggled in the second half of the season.
So I'm looking at their...
He was an MVP candidate in the first half.
I'm looking at their lanes. And Happ is a switch hitter, as we've discovered. Kyle Tucker's a left... They go lefty, righty, switch, lefty, righty, righty, lefty, righty, righty.
Some righties at the bottom to potentially take advantage of. Padres have some good righties in the bullpen.
It's deep. It's a good lineup.
It is.
It's
very, mean, that's
and
always
it's very,
been, that's
it's
always
very
been their biggest advantage.
Yep.
The lineup depth that they have is better than not just the Padres, but most teams in baseball.
Yep.
It's what got the Cubs to the playoffs this year was their lineup depth. So they're going to be relying on those guys at the bottom of the order to come through for them and offset, you know, the Padres' advantages in bullpen and star power that the Padres have at the top of their lineup.
Yep. Jake said, Ben, there's no way to say that and not laugh at you when you say, when you have the best first baseman in baseball, wouldn't you play him?
Mike Schilt has said many times that after the first month or so, that they think that Arraez is playing elite-level defense at first base.
I hope he makes 50 picks today. I hope he has the game.
I'm just explaining what their thinking is, and I've heard him say it enough times that I know what their thinking is, and they feel like he's been playing elite-level first base.
Yep.
So that's who they're going to have at first base.
At the end of the day, I'm just happy that our best hitters are in the lineup today. They really are. Our best hitters available are all in the lineup. Would I have deployed them differently? I don't know. Maybe. Just to break up that string of lefties, but hopefully it doesn't come back to haunt us because, you know, O'Hearn hits lefties really well. We'll be okay. We'll be okay. Just got to score more runs. I'm not crashing out East County, Chris. I feel fine. I'm just about to vomit protein shake. But other than that, I'm good.
Okay. I'm glad you're good.
Yeah.
This is also prediction season as we wait on Mike Schilt. And I thought I saw the best prediction this morning from Grant Brisby in The Athletic, who has decided that no one is going to win the World Series. Probably, it's pretty good prediction,
this
actually.
This would be the year that it happens.
And he wrote what I think is the greatest paragraph of the postseason so far. It says, the Dodgers look gassed, and their bullpen is a science experiment. The Yankees' bullpen is also shaky, and so is the Blue Jays. Upon closer inspection, all of these bullpens are shaky, although the Padres have a great one. That's important because it helps paper over the fact that the Padres had five of the least productive lineup spots in baseball. I won't even get started on the Guardians lineup because you, the person reading this, are hitting leadoff for game one, and I don't want you to get discouraged. The Tigers have lost 14 of their last 13 games, give or take. The entire Brewers roster is a bunch of commons whose baseball cards wouldn't appear in an issue of Beckett's Baseball Card Monthly. The Red Sox have a top-heavy rotation. The Phillies will be without Zach Wheeler, and the Mariners wish they had last year's rotation. The Cubs had the best lineup in the National League according to OPS Plus, but were merely average in the second half. The Reds also appear to be in the postseason, possibly because of a typographical error.
It's incredible. I mean, he's absolutely right about all of that. And, you know, the one thing that is constant in playoff baseball is this. Oh, you were really good defensively in the regular season? Expect to make three errors in game one. Oh, your bullpen was lights out? Expect them to cough up the lead. Oh, your starters were terrible? Watch them lock in. Oh, your power hitter is on a torrid pace? Watch him go over. It sucks. It sucks, and it's awesome.
Aaron Judge has not been a playoff producer.
You literally...
Will that change?
You don't know what you're going to get. You just don't know. I'll never forget the much maligned Phillies defense. Oh, these guys are horrible. It's going to kill them in the postseason. Nick Castellanos turned into Roberto Clemente in right field. All of a sudden, in like four games, he's robbing home runs. He's sliding. He's diving into the stands. It's just bananas. So anything, yeah, the bright lights make guys do weird things, good and bad. That's exactly right, Sean. Well put.
All right, let's go out to Wrigley Field. Mike Schilt at the podium. Pre-game news conference for game one.
Give me 1 second, AJ, we just need the mics.
As they're working on the mics, I'll remind you our coverage of postseason press conferences is presented by Trust and Will. Don't wait for extra innings. Protect your family's estate today with Trust and Will. Again, they are setting up the microphones right now for Mike Schilt. This is instead of the pregame scrum woods. They do actually news conferences in the postseason.
I've watched baseball before.
Just kind of vamping just a little bit while we wait for Mike to start speaking here.
There you go. What went into Diaz and kind of where he is in terms of his readiness? Maybe obviously not this round, but potentially going forward. How is he feeling?
I think we're optimistic moving forward for next round. But yesterday worked out and was able to move around enough to where there was a conversation to say, okay, can he go or can he not? But once we, you know, talked with medical and even spoke with Elias, you know, he was pretty honest, disappointed, but honest, and said, you know, listen, I don't know if I can really go and trust it. And we know we're at a point where he is with what he's dealing with, that he could really, you know, be lost for the rest of the year. So, but we're also at a point where if he got some rest, there's optimism he could be okay moving forward. So that's the route we took.
What went into the decision then to carry three catchers, and how could that allow you to maneuver potentially
Yeah, so, you know, listen, obviously AJ, you know, had the final call on it, and we spoke a lot about it and took a lot of opinions about it and, you know, landed where we did with three catchers and impacted Wagner, you know, the left-handed bat. You know, there's a lot of different ways this thing could go, but, you know, we really primarily look at Freddie being the guy. You know, Freddie's taken good at-bats and played well. So that's part of that. Maldi obviously is, you know, experienced guy that is a very defensive-oriented guy that can, you know, come in and take care of it if we need to. And then Campy can do it as well. But, you know, Campy's more of a – we look at Campy more of a bat if we need something at some point.
A few more for Mike. Go to Jesse on the left side.
Mike, if you wouldn't mind just kind of reflecting on Nick Pivetta's season. Obviously came in, had a career year, first year with the organization.
Yeah, fantastic year for Nick. Really excited for him, and definitely has earned this opportunity to be our number one guy to start off this playoffs. And, you know, he's come in. I've said this, but, you know, the fit was clear for us, AJ, Ruben, myself, even before he signed on what was going to be a 30 to 40 minute you know, Zoom call, kind of exploratory free agent conversation, turned into an hour and a half that AJ and Ruben and myself sat, you know, got done with, and like, wow, this is a great fit. And clearly Nick felt the same way and signed, and it really has been seamless the day he's first stepped into our spring training complex in Peoria, and just worked really well with our other starting pitchers. That group's connected, him and Joe and Michael and Darvish and Dylan and Vasquez. That whole group has just clicked, and, you know, he's clicked with Ruben in the pitching department, and, you know, he's just been a great fit, and he's pitched well all year. And you know, I'm glad he's been with us, because I, you know, wouldn't have wanted to imagine this year without him.
Dennis, straight back on the right side.
Hey, Mike, I know you saw it on the other side in 2020, but what was it like last October seeing Tatis, he was still dealing with that stress reaction, really elevate his game in the playoffs, and what are you expecting from him, you know, along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, I saw it last year, too, in 2024. He was pretty good and dominated. So on the other side in 2020, you know, in the playoffs and the wild card series, he's a dynamic force. You know, he just is, and he's the kind of guy that appreciates this moment. You know, we got a lot of guys that, as the lights get brighter, they shine more. So he's definitely the head of that class, and, you know, here we go, and excited to watch him go play.
Steve, on the left side.
Hi, Mike. I'm not suggesting you're all stressed out about facing the Cubs, but on the eve of the playoffs, like, what's the last thing you're thinking about the Cubs that makes them worrisome to play? What's the first thing you're thinking about in the morning about these Cubs?
Yeah, I think we're in awareness. I mean, listen, they're, you know, in big picture, they're a good team. You know, they're well managed. They're talented. They you know, clearly have, you know, improved their bullpens as we saw them in April. You know, they've got really good position players that, you know, can compete in a lot of different ways. You know, but Boyd, the starter's very, very good pitcher. You know, they got a nice ball club, so. It's really nothing specific. There are specifics to things that we are aware of and how we're going to compete and think about managing the game. There's not one thing that goes, oh my gosh, you know, let's worry about that in particular. I don't know if I'd tell you if there was anyway. But it's more the total, you know, they got a nice team. We got to respect a lot of what they do, but we got to take care of what we can take care of.
Go to Jeff, all the way in the back on the right.
Mike, Diaz has caught all of Pivetta's starts. What's the challenge with getting Fermin in there? And maybe what's the preparation been like for him to kind of take over?
I don't think it's a huge challenge. I mean, it's, you know, as even speaking to Nick prior to yesterday, you know, listen, he's got a good working relationship with Diaz. But, you know, Nick also said, you know, look, I have thrown to other people before in my career. Freddie's, you know, called a lot of guys. I don't think it's going to be a real challenge to – you know, Nick can think and do for himself. Freddie understands the lineup, and I think they'll work really well together.
That's Mike Schilt live from Wrigley Field in Chicago. We're going to take a quick top of the hour timeout. When we come back, we expect to hear from Dylan Cease, the Game 2 starter. A surprise for some people, but he will talk ahead of tomorrow's outing. Of course, we're all leading up to Padres Cubs playoff baseball at noon today here on 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away. Ben and Woods continuing next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.